Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Nerd Dump Podcast, brought to you this week by Taco Bell. Taco Bell, it's basically mostly food, sort of.
Mostly
food. Any? It's still delicious. Anything? What?
You said basically sort of.
Mostly.
It's like, so anything? Is it just nothing?
Yeah, I think it's mostly like wood chips and...
Sweet.
Yeah.
You can eat wood chips, that's fine.
Totally. Anyway, hi everybody, I'm Cameron.
I'm Cody.
I'm tired. Also, I'm Pony.
So.
We don't know what we're doing.
As I'm sure you're aware, we are a very professional podcast. So, welcome again to our latest installment in our Star Wars month extravaganza. We've talked about the previous films and other various Star Wars related items.
Yeah.
And this past weekend, we saw the release of the latest film in the franchise.
Right.
Episode 8, The Last Jedi.
Yep.
Which we're going to be talking quite a bit about, and there will definitely be spoilers, so if you're among the very select few who haven't seen the movie yet and you don't want to know anything about it, you'll want to turn away pretty soon, because we're going to get into pretty heavy spoilery kind of things.
Nick hasn't seen it yet.
Rey kills herself. First spoiler.
Nick hasn't seen it yet, so that'll be fun. He's somewhere in here, I think. I can hear him moving on the walls.
That is terrifying. Yeah. You should probably break him out of those.
It's well, we try to use bug bombs.
He's eating the rats. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
Okay.
Yeah.
He serves a purpose.
As long as he's serving a purpose.
Yeah,
he doesn't pay rent.
He's been coughing a lot and saying golem recently. But other than that, everything's fine.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. Speaking of purpose, there's definitely a lot of that. That's definitely a recurring theme in The Last Jedi.
Golems?
Yes, that too. That too.
Lots of golems.
Yeah. So, before we get into that, have you guys been? Okay. Yeah. I'm glad we touched on that.
That explains Cody in a nutshell.
Yep. Yeah. High-pitched, weird, incoherent sound.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. Stuff that's moving.
It was Dr. Roberto.
The Chupacabra. Oh. El Chupacabra. La Chupacabra?
The Goat Sucker.
El. La.
Chupacabra. So probably La.
La.
Chupacabra.
Tweet us at the Nerd Dump Podcast or whatever.
It ends in an A, so it's feminine, so it would be La.
La. Doe, a deer, a female deer.
Yeah.
Rey, who is also a drop of Golden Sun.
Which was introduced in Star Wars Episode 7.
Which we have yet to talk about, so we will talk about it now.
Indeed we will.
With words! A new concept!
But also feelings.
Trademark.
Another recurring theme of the Star Wars films. Episode 7, of course, takes place after... of course, Return of the Jedi and all that.
Right.
We've got
a long time ago.
Episode 7.
Mostly part way.
Yeah. Repeat of Episode 4.
In a lot of ways, it's definitely an homage to Episode 4. I wouldn't call it a rip-off by any means, but definitely kind of...
I mean, can you rip yourself off?
No.
It'd take a lot of effort.
If you're legally insane, yes, but you can't...
So I can rip myself off.
Yes. Star Wars 7. The Force Awakens.
Yep.
Did the Force ever go to sleep?
Apparently it did for about 30-some years when we didn't have any Star Wars movies.
But did it?
Good Star Wars movies.
Hey, I like the random stuff.
I'm going to say no. The Force never actually went to sleep. Based on what we learned from this new movie, but we'll get into that later.
Very true.
Yeah.
So, Force Awakens, of course, introduces to a whole bunch of new characters. Yeah. There was, of course, Rey, who is the...
Daisy Ridley.
Mm-hmm. The new primary character.
British lady.
We meet initially Poe Dameron.
Right.
The hotshot X-Wing pilot. And his best... There's
very little in that.
Very, very little, very unfortunately. Little. But he's a good character. Mm-hmm. We meet his best friend, BB-8, the adorable little android.
Basically, this generation's R2-D2.
Yeah. Yep. And the MacGuffin for the film is there's a map that would lead to Luke Skywalker.
Right.
Which Poe gives to BB-8 shortly before he is taken into custody by the First Order.
And says, "Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope." I'm thinking of the wrong movie, right?
Right.
Okay.
But, I mean, they're similar. So he's captive. He's broken out by Finn, who is a stormtrooper who has a...
He's defective.
Yeah, basically. he has a moment of crisis and ends up defecting from the First Order.
He doesn't want to kill people, so he switches sides to kill people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he just doesn't like wearing the stormtrooper outfit. Maybe that's what it really was.
Or he just doesn't want to kill innocent people.
Yeah. Maybe. Because
he realizes, because he knows, as a janitor of the Empire, that he knows how to kill the innocents.
Right. There's a tiny bug swarming around Hody's face.
So, what is it? Thanks, hit me.
Weirdly enough, I hit it with that.
You also hit me with the other part of whatever it was you threw.
That was the, you know how on a spaceship, when it flies off, that one piece breaks off so it can go further? That's
yeah.
What that was.
It jettisoned off.
Yeah.
Excess engine fuel
Speaking
tank.
Speaking of spaceship, Star Wars.
It had a few of them.
Finn.
Yep. They use the Millennium Falcon to get off their desert planet.
Right.
That's true. So, Finn runs into Rey and BB-8.
Yep.
And they take off in the Millennium Falcon, where they then run into, of course, Han, Solo, and Chewbacca.
Right.
They eventually end up with the Resistance, the new Rebel Alliance, to take out the Starkiller base, which is the new and improved...
Death Star,
but instead
it's a planet.
Yep.
Instead of a moon.
It is
no moon.
That's a planet.
It's a giant gun sticking out of a planet. But then, before the end, the Force does in fact awaken, and Rey discovers that she is able to use the Force.
Right.
Much like a Jedi.
And Finn is not a Jedi.
No. But he still is able to handle a lightsaber pretty well.
Yeah, well, he's a trained soldier.
Technically, right. Anybody can wield a lightsaber. I mean, just turn it on.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't mean you're good at it.
Yeah.
But...
No. And being a soldier, I'm sure he would have had technique in, fencing and such, so...
No, my thing is, I know he talked about basically being a janitor.
Mm-hmm.
But then, why was the janitor... on the ground with the rest of the troops shooting people?
Well...
He got high and lost.
To answer the question in a slightly more serious fashion, I think when he was stationed at Starkiller Base, his role was a janitor. But he's still part of Phasma's division, so when she took her troops to... Jakku to try and steal the map. He, of course, was part of that division. So I think when they're not actually fighting, they have actual separate roles that they perform. That's my guess, anyway.
When I'm not here, I literally hold the sun in the sky.
That's true. I've seen you do it. Mm-hmm. It's pretty magnificent.
Yep. I've also had to learn to turn invisible. Because people can see the sun.
And giant.
Yeah. They don't know how tall I am.
Nope.
Nobody does.
So. But anyway, that's kind of The Force Awakens. We didn't touch, on every plot point. But again, if you're listening to this.
Han dies.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Well, if you haven't seen that one 2 years later.
While you're listening to this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Han Solo is murdered by... The bad guy.
We didn't introduce
Kylo Ren at all in this conversation.
Briefly touch on the fact that he captures Poe at the beginning, but he turns out to be Ben Solo. Han and Leia's estranged, very angsty son.
Emo Vader.
That's incredibly true.
Yeah.
He is a dick. I hate him so much.
I like him.
And then Star Wars happens.
Yep.
Spoiler alert for the new movie, Han is still dead.
Yep, no Force ghost for him.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, in the closing moments of Force Awakens, Rey travels to the island of Octo with Chewbacca and R2-D2, who is reactivated at the very end.
Right.
To basically establish exactly where Luke is.
Yeah.
And when she gets there, she finds him and has been holding out his lightsaber
for
the last 2 years. So, that's where that movie
Star ended. Wars. Enter Star Wars Episode 8. Luke grabs lightsaber and throws it.
He does. He literally just looks at it for a minute and tosses it behind him. It's so great.
But before that, you get to witness the worst ships in the galaxy. The slowest, crappiest bombers ever made.
You know, you're pretty much right.
I mean, if you saw how they flew, it's like, let's move at a snail's pace.
Right.
I'm like, you had bombers before this that were a lot better. Why? Why are you using these all of a sudden?
Did they have bombers in the last movie?
I don't think they had those kind of bombers.
Did they have any bombers in the last movie is what I'm trying to think of. In Force Awakens.
In The Force Awakens? Right. Sorry, no, I thought you meant like other Star Wars movies.
Well, because technically, the old Rebellion isn't this current Rebellion, so they don't necessarily have all the same resources.
Mm-hmm.
But we know better bombers do exist, because I've flown future. Them before in Battlefront 2.
I was going to say future. Things should be better.
Yes.
Your bombers shouldn't be moving at a slow pace. Well,
they might
be
really poor. You just can't afford good ships.
Yeah, because they have to run around the ship with a remote detonator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, and also, don't arm your bombs too soon, because then you get blown up and take out 4 other bombers with you.
Yeah. Wasn't a good plan.
Yeah, it was horrible. That was not a good plan at all.
I think that was part of the point, though, is how bad a plan that was.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we see Poe in action.
Pretty much the beginning of the movie I thought sucked. I did not like the beginning of the movie. I did not like the beginning fighting in the ships. I did not like the interaction with Rey and Luke. Not their best Star Wars film as a whole. I'm just going to say that right now.
Okay.
But there's a lot of stuff throughout the movie that, you know, I understand Rey hasn't wielded a lightsaber her whole life and been trained and whatever, but I know Kylo is supposed to know how to use a lightsaber, and there weren't any good lightsaber fights in this whole movie. Like, it was all super anticlimactic. It just seemed really kind of poorly done. I didn't enjoy it.
Fair enough. The pacing was a little different, and definitely, I wouldn't say it felt anticlimactic, but there were definitely times where it felt like they were getting close to the end, and then it kind of petered out, and then it kept going.
Yeah.
So there were some pacing issues, but I didn't think there was anything, at least not for me, there was anything that detracted from my enjoyment of it. And I actually really liked the opening scene with the
pilots. Yeah, it just, I know they're trying to convey, it's like, oh, hey, Poe, you're too reckless. You need to rein this in some and listen to orders and blah, 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 not kill off, like, all the Rebellion by doing a stupid plan like you did throughout the entire movie.
At least twice that I can remember.
Yeah.
Yep. He learns a valuable lesson at least a couple of times.
Eventually. He just has to kill off,
like, everybody.
Like, 5/6 of, like, the Rebellion?
If not more, yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing that was...
He literally caused most of the Rebels to die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did. And now he's in charge of the Rebels. At the
end.
Pretty much.
High hopes for the future. I loved that, though. Like, yeah.
I mean, it
that they lost a little bit. Like, they
they're the underdogs.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be losing.
Right.
You want to see them win.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they're not supposed to win. Yeah. That's why you want them to win.
Yeah. Because a lot of the complaints I had with the original one was it seemed like...
When you say original, are you talking about episode 7? Sorry,
7, yes. Okay. Seemed like Rey could do anything whenever she wanted, and she always won.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked that in this one they lost a little more. often.
Well, yeah. She didn't really lose it all.
She still didn't really lose it
all. No, I was going to say, it wasn't her. It was just all Poe.
Yeah, Poe sucked it up big time in this movie, and I was fine with that.
Yeah, because
I liked, at the beginning of the movie, when the purple-haired chick came, whose name I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I remember leaning over and being like, I don't like her. But by the end, when she died, I'm like, I like her now.
Yeah,
she won me over.
The way she went out was mm-hmm. really good.
Mm-hmm. No, I had no problem with her because I figured a good commander sees a reckless person, not going to tell them the plan.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. don't do that. There's no way to mess up the plan, except right. for he still messed up the plan.
Yeah, he still messed up the plan. Can't follow orders. I'm big into following orders. It's a simple concept.
True. He didn't... I don't think he... Well, he started to mess up the plan, but he wasn't the one that caused anybody to die.
Yeah, he did. Well, he sent the two to go get onto the ship, the and if they hadn't gone to go find... the master slicer hacker
code breaker.
If that wouldn't have happened, he wouldn't have said, "Hey, they're all escaping in these shuttles." They wouldn't have noticed that.
Okay.
All those people wouldn't have died. Okay. Had Poe not done his thing and would have listened to what they were saying from the get-go, none of them would have died. They would have all made it out.
Okay. So yeah, he wasn't directly responsible, but yeah,
his actions caused them all to die.
But you could even say that really it was Finn and Rose, because it was their plan to find the Codebreaker. Really, everybody's to blame.
Except for Rey.
Except for Rey, because she was off finding Luke, following orders. Because right. Leia was like, go get my brother and bring him back.
It's still not Rey's... Like, Rey did screw up a little in this movie, too, because she went to get Kylo, mm-hmm. which she shouldn't have. Because she trusted a Force vision, which if you've watched any Star Wars movie, you know, you don't trust a Force vision because that's just one of the possible ways the future could go.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a really interesting thing establishing that Rey and Kylo... Not that
it caused anyone to die other than the bad guys, so...
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Now, from episode 7,
yeah.
I was like, I really want to know about Snoke.
Yeah.
And then in episode 8, he gets off like he's a little pansy.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, so he didn't matter at all. Right. I don't care anymore.
We call that Boba Fetting in the Star Wars universe.
Oh, they did that again later on.
Yes, they did.
But, yeah, that was interesting.
Like I said, there's a lot of anticlimactic stuff in this movie. It just, I don't think it was well made. It was like, they had a lot of different ideas and then only went halfway with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like, let's make stuff work. I don't know.
Yeah. My big is, if not even only complaint about the movie, was that it did feel like that should have been like 3 or 4 different movies, honestly.
Yeah, like I said, they had all these different ideas for what they were doing and they, you know, instead of sticking with any sort of direction, they're like, let's go in every direction and only do it halfway.
Right. Because, yeah, you'd get to the end of a major fight scene,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, okay, movie, this is good in the movie. Nope, whole other 2 hours left in this movie.
it was very long. Which I'm right at 2.5 hours. Filled that time.
Yeah. And it did not feel like it. It was one of those things like it. Even at the beginning, when I was just kind of like, I didn't enjoy the space battle. It didn't seem like it was an epic space battle. I mean, yeah, okay, they took out a dreadnought with a bomber, which...
Would mean more if we knew what a dreadnought was.
Well, okay, mm-hmm. Now, with all the different types of shieldings that they have for ships mm-hmm. out there in the galaxy, and a bomber was able to take them out hitting one spot.
Yeah.
You know, if you had any sort of shielding up, I don't know. It just, like I said, it wasn't well thought out, and of course they're trying to make the underdogs win. Even though, like, they killed off, like, half these people, but...
Ish.
Yeah.
Win-ish.
Yeah, the resistance gets pretty well decimated.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, we saw that.
Weird because... You know, before the movie came out, I saw the toys and everything, so I was like, oh, Rose. She must be one of the characters in the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, she died within the first 5 minutes of the movie. Sweet.
That was her sister.
Was that the sister? Sorry. Yeah. Wait, yeah. Which one was Rose?
Rose is the one that...
But no, they... Paige.
Paige, her sister.
Yeah. Well, they have Rose and Paige. They have action figures of both.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which I saw that and I was like, oh, new people. Sorry. So, yeah, Paige, whatever. But yeah, she dies right away. It's like... I mean, it does add to the story just because of the fact that, you know, Rose is wanting to do more and she's talking to Finn and... Mm-hmm. Because of it and everything, but
so you're missing a little. You're missing character development in the movie.
Like, yeah, there wasn't any character development other than really Rose, and you still don't get a ton.
Yeah.
And the ones that you're like, I want to know more about some of these characters. It's like, oh, they don't matter. So cool. Because I was like, oh, Captain Phasma did make it. Awesome. No, she's dead again. Okay, cool.
Maybe. Probably.
Probably, yeah. She definitely filled the Boba Fett role.
Yeah.
Where she was kind of cool originally in the first one.
Her armor was real cool looking.
It was real cool looking, definitely.
But I was just excited because I was like, yeah, Bran of Tarth is going to be freaking in Star Wars. And then it's like, oh, she doesn't do much and dies.
Never took off her helmet, even.
You got to see part of her face because Finn is like, Mom, I'm going to destroy you.
Yeah,
I was expecting him to say traitor or something when he pulled out the stun baton thing.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been funny. Now, I think she should have won a fight at some point.
Yeah, she really didn't do much of anything, ever.
No.
And I'm like, you're a captain. You should be able to do something?
Yeah. She literally was the Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Didn't do a whole lot in the first one, but seemed cool.
Yeah.
Came back, did even less, and died in a very unspectacular fashion.
Yep, fell down the hole.
Yep. Which I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't know what they would really do with her character. Necessarily.
I don't know either.
But there was definitely more, I think, that they could have done with Snoke. I'm okay with the way he went out.
Mm-hmm.
When, of course, Kylo turns, using air quotes, and kills him.
Right.
But I still feel like we need some backstory.
On Snoke.
Yeah, if we don't know where
maybe he'll have a comic or something.
See, and that's... I'm sure they would do something like that, but there still needs to be... If they don't address where he came from and why the Sith have been, you know, dead since Vader killed the Emperor.
Right.
If they don't at least address where he came from, it's kind of... I mean, even if they want to leave it a mystery, it still feels like a plot hole. It's like something that...
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of
problems
in all this.
Yeah.
Well, at one point, Luke had mentioned something about the Force auto balancing itself, and Snoke mentioned something about it, too. Like, when Rey was training on the planet, she found that dark spot underneath or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was talking about how the Force balances itself like that. When there's great light, it makes great darkness. And Snoke had mentioned that when Kylo had raised up...
He knew there'd be a light raising up.
He knew there'd be a light raising up to be the balance to that. So maybe Snoke was just somehow automatically Luke's balance or Leia's balance. But even then, I'd still
And that's the thing, too. It's like, they don't explain... Leia, I mean, in like the old comics and books and stuff like that, as it goes on, it turns out that Leia's is equal to strength of Luke.
Yeah, all the
she just wasn't trained as much as he was right away. She's able to do all the same stuff, and it's like the only thing you see is like, oh, I got blasted out of here because my son blew up my ship.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then it's like, oh. Nope, instead of dying out in space, I'm going to use the Force and pull myself back into the ship and pass out and be out of the movie for half of it.
Yep.
So, I just... like, they don't explain anything. It's just like, oh, hey, look.
I've always assumed she had Force powers.
Well, she did originally. Yeah. But, I mean, that was stuff that I was like, well, they're probably going to rewrite it because everything that used to be canon's not.
Right.
Yeah. See, well, that's one thing that doesn't really bother me too much. It makes sense that, you know, in the 30 years plus, she would have at least learned something from Luke. Even if she didn't necessarily train as a Jedi, which they could even establish that she had. but just chose not to continue with that path.
It's another example of them not explaining a lot. That like, I don't need things spelled out for me in a movie. No. But which, some backstory's nice.
I guarantee you in some of the books and stuff like that, there's probably something.
Probably.
I haven't really read any of the new books.
Yeah.
Because I'm still slightly annoyed at the fact that all the backstory and all the lore and all this other stuff that I used to love, because the expanded universe was my favorite stuff of Star Wars. And then it's like, well, that's all out the window. None of it matters anymore. Yep. And I'm just like, okay. That kind of sucks. But I do want to read the Captain Phasma book just to see, you know.
Now, does she have a book?
Oh, yeah. It's been out for a while.
Oh, okay.
She's got a book that details her origins, and then there's also a comic book tie-in that explains how she, you know, escaped the compactor and basically her journey from
episode 7 to 8. So maybe she doesn't suck so much in that?
Probably not.
No,
I haven't read any of it, so.
It's decent. It's really good, actually.
Overall, I liked the movie.
No, I mean, I still liked it. It's still a Star Wars movie, and I enjoyed it.
Right.
I enjoyed episode 7 way more than I enjoyed this one.
About the same for me, honestly.
There's just enough stuff that I was annoyed with.
Right.
And another thing, like, before episode 7 came out, I was looking through an art book that was showing a lot of the stuff for the upcoming movie at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed the Knights of Ren.
Oh, yeah. They didn't explain that at all.
Knights of Ren still have not been in anything.
Unless they were the red guys.
Well, those are the Praetorian Guards. Yeah. I don't think they're supposed to be the same thing as the Knights of Ren. And if they were, now they're all dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't explain that at all, did they? Nope. Maybe they'll be in the next one, I guess.
That's another one.
And that was the thing, too. Is like, they're supposed to be Snoke's, like, elite guards.
Right.
And even though Rey could barely use a lightsaber, and Kylo Ren, who's supposed to be amazing at using the Force and been trained his whole life, I mean, he didn't do anything special.
Yeah.
The coolest thing was when Rey threw the lightsaber and he caught it and turned it on into the dude's face. Like, I mean, literally, that was it. But I didn't quite understand their armor because they were blocking lightsaber stuff at times with their armor and then getting hacked apart with getting hit in the same armor. And it's like, this doesn't make any sense. That's why I was saying, like, there's just so much stuff with this that I was annoyed with.
Meh.
It didn't make any sense. There. I mean, I know I'm saying a lot of negative stuff about the movie, but I actually did enjoy it as a whole. But
there were some really interesting themes in it. Like, I really liked the part where Rey thought she had turned Kylo. But really it was just, no, I just want to be in charge now. You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because that's what the dark side does.
No, you join me now. Yeah. And she's like, what? No.
All dark apprentices try to kill their masters to take their places.
Yep.
And he did it.
Yeah.
And all masters think their apprentice is never going to try to kill them for some reason.
Yeah. And that, which totally makes, it totally clarifies the scene in episode 7 where he kills Han. Because I've always thought that he was, what he needs to do is take a life that means something to him to gain Snoke's trust.
Right.
So he could destroy him.
Right.
I was totally right about that.
Yeah.
But my thought was he wants to kill Snoke because there's still good in him. No. There is no good at all. Like, there is...
There's always some good.
He's evil.
He's evil.
Yeah. There's just enough good, but it's mostly bad. Mm-hmm. And what good there is, I think, is mostly shame and regret.
Yeah.
Which is not going to be good for him later on, I don't think.
Right.
Now, thinking of all the stuff with him and doing whatever random crap, because, you know, obviously he can't keep his temper still.
Yeah, he's very angsty.
Because, I mean, he just, after Snoke yells at him, he destroys his helmet in the elevator, smashing the crap out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on when they're on the, I thought it was a like ice planet, and it's like, oh no, it's just salt planet.
So salty.
Salt and crystals. And Luke comes walking out and everything. I'm like, this is not right. Luke has the lightsaber that was already torn in half.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, how does he have this? This is weird. And then it's like, I understand that, like, in the old comics and books,
right.
Luke becomes insanely powerful. Probably actually could have taken that barrage of blast.
Right.
But at the same time, it's just like,
you didn't see any deflecting or anything.
Yeah. And yeah, you also, when anybody stepped or did anything, you saw red footprints and there was none from him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was so cool when that happened.
But the thing is, though, too, it's like, he didn't have any, like, physical presence, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But he left the dice there in Leia's hands. Right. And after he had already, like, poofed away back to where he was, the dice were still there, and Kylo picked them up. I'm like, how?
Well, they eventually disappeared,
but the thing is, though, it's like, he was completely incorporeal the whole time, but the dice weren't?
I'm not sure.
That didn't make sense. Works. Yeah, well, see, that's what I'm saying. There is inconsistencies the entire way through this movie that don't make any sense. And I think a lot of people are like, well, it's just Star Wars, what's good? And it's like, well, yeah, I enjoyed it as a whole, but I mean, there's a lot of stuff that was like, what were you guys thinking? Like, did you put thought into this movie? Yeah. And I mean, I understand the Porgs are solely there for marketing.
Porgs, yeah.
Porgs, what'd I say?
You said Porgs, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I heard Porgs.
And everything, because I mean, there's no point to them.
Mm-hmm.
No.
They're just background animals.
Marketing and some marketing. Comic relief and cute little animals.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was... I don't know, I know they've had random different animals at different times throughout all the different Star Wars anything, but they just seemed completely useless. And they focused on them a lot more than they should have.
I actually thought they were going to focus on them a lot more. I thought they held back.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. I thought they were going to be a huge presence. And I mean, they're in there throughout.
They're always with Chewie.
Yeah.
Any scene Chewie's in, they're there.
And they're nesting in the Falcon, which was hilarious, I thought. So,
I thought they'd talk, and I'm glad they were animals and not like sentient creatures.
Right. Did not need that.
I didn't want little yub yub songs from Porgs or whatever. Star Wars.
Yeah. So it's going back to Kylo though. I think it's interesting that he's pretty much full on evil.
Yeah, he's the Emperor now.
Yep. And even Leia acknowledges.
Whatever.
Yeah, he's the supreme leader, which Leia acknowledges, and she's even like, "Yeah, my son is gone."
Right.
So she's given up. And I think, as sad as that is, I think it's the right thing to do, because there's no... I didn't think there was going to be any redemption for him after killing Han. I didn't want there to be.
Right.
It's like, no, you took out one of my favorites.
Right.
So you can just... I know, you didn't like Han. I was perfectly fine if Rey just decapitated him in the end.
Yeah.
You know, kill him. I hate it. I do not like the guy.
I was kind of hoping Rey would go dark.
That is one thing I want to touch on, because they did very much lead up to what your theory was, that they would bring balance to the Force. Rey would go slightly dark, Kylo would go slightly light. To the light side, and that seemed to be where they were going.
And then it was like, no, she's like perfectly in control. Went,
like, towards each other and then bounced off of each other.
Yeah. Pretty much, and it all turned out to be a red herring, because it was all just manipulation from Snoke. Mm-hmm. Their whole
he's like, connection. I connected you. Now he's going to kill his true enemy. Oh, it's me!
I love when he got cut in half, even though Snoke did, you know?
Yep.
He's like, oh. Because I'm like, he's probably fine. Oh, nope, he's real dead.
What was funny, though, this I noticed the second time, the lightsaber, like, goes through his arm, too.
Yeah.
So the only thing left after his torso falls is his hand is on one of the armrests of the chair. I saw that,
yeah.
Which, that amused me.
He died. He was very powerful before he died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which...
He died.
He was insanely powerful.
Yep.
And he was reading the thoughts, which, I mean, I understand that was, like, why Kylo was like, okay, well, I have to be slowly...
Right.
Raising the lightsaber to Rey to turn it on as I'm slowly rotating this, but it's like, if he's as powerful as he seems and is saying, it's like, you would think he'd notice that Kylo's doing something else.
Well, a lot of that's the same as the Force visions, is you can't... That's the downfall of most Jedi I've ever seen, is they fully trust their Force powers beyond anything else. Mm-hmm. So when they think they know what they're seeing with the Force, and the Force, you know, isn't on anyone's team, so right. It's just showing what it wants to show. They get too cocky, and that's normally what ends up killing almost every Jedi.
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
So I do have to say, probably the thing that I enjoyed the most was the fact that Yoda made an appearance.
Yeah. Yep.
And puppet Yoda. It was the puppet Yoda, yep. Puppeteered by Frank Oz, as it should be. I mean, they CG'd over a little bit of it to make it, you know, ghost puppet.
Yeah.
But
glowing and
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he was glowing, but he wasn't like intangible.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't see through him, which
and I love the fact that he hit Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was another somewhat inconsistency. Like, how could Luke feel that? But I mean, also if you
I mean the Force can manifest physical properties, but
true. Which I mean would explain the dice.
Yeah.
If you really wanted to.
Yeah, but I was just saying like why it. Would that you know, if he showed up and he's the one that was carrying it, it was almost like a part of his Force projection, but that right. was physical and he wasn't.
True.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
I understand that it can do the stuff. And I like the fact that Luke was like, no, we can't trust the Jedi stuff. It needs to die. Right. He's like, I'm going to destroy this. I'm really going to do it. And Yoda's like, whatever. Boom. It's gone.
I'm Yoda.
And then Luke's all like, oh, no, that's all the stuff. He's like, it doesn't matter. She already knows all that stuff on her own.
Yeah.
She doesn't need that.
Yep. She has everything she needs. And then we find out, oh, she's got the books the whole time.
She has the books.
What? Yep. They're in the Falcon. She she took them.
Yeah.
I didn't notice it the first time either, but the second time, like, she's...
She opens, like, a cabinet or whatever or something.
Yep, and you see all
there's all the books in there.
Mm-hmm.
Then what books got destroyed?
I think it's implied that she took them before then.
Yep. And then Jedis happen.
Yep. So we learned a lot about the Jedi lore. We learned a lot about the Force also.
Yeah.
Still not entirely sure what putting it into balance really means.
I don't know.
And even anything. Right, and I feel like we
because would. It's already balanced. Because as soon as all the Sith are gone, the dark side latches onto another person, rises them up to power.
That seems to be.
And works. If there's no light side, something's right. gonna awaken and make somebody a light side person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta. Again, not to say the same thing over and over again, but you can't trust Force visions. And the prophecy of bringing balance to the Force is just another Force vision. Now, do I think that, yes, the Force is balanced when there's one and one? Yeah, sure. But that doesn't ever mean that anyone's ever going to get the balance they want, or that even balancing the Force is going to bring peace.
There's always racism.
Yeah, there's always going to be something. And, you know, people are just taking this Force vision that somebody had a long time ago that said there was going to be balance in the Force and being like, oh, this will fix everything, you know? Make the Force great again.
But in the original expanded universe, there was balance to the Force. Yeah. It was brought about. It did happen.
Yeah.
So
now none of it matters.
I think that's something that they might address in the next one. And that's why she has the books.
Mm.
So maybe they can explore that a little bit. It'd be nice to have at least a callback to that.
Right.
To the whole prophecy, since that was such a huge theme in the prequels.
Right.
Speaking of trusting, you know, what you see and what you're told, there is a fairly big reveal in that we somewhat learn of Rey's parentage in this one.
I think Kylo's just bold-faced lying to her, though.
That's what I wanted to know what you guys thought. Because in of course, episode 7, we don't really know about her family. We know that she's abandoned on Jakku.
Gesundheit.
And that she's waiting for them to come back to her.
Right.
So, of course, there's all these questions on, is Luke maybe her father? Is it Han and Leia, is she maybe a descendant of Obi-Wan?
Right.
All this stuff. Nope. We find out that according to Kylo Ren, they're junk traders that sold her off for drinking money or whatever.
I think the only plausible one, if he's lying, would have to be Obi-Wan.
Yes. Well, even if just he isn't lying, that's still true.
Well, but the thing is, it can't be Luke, because Luke would have probably known.
Yeah.
And she interacted with Han. Okay, maybe Han might not notice. Whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But Leia would have, and Leia interacts with her a lot.
Yeah. If it was, if it was a Han-Leia kid, they would know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if it, like, Han got some random girl pregnant, which is possible.
But she wouldn't Han didn't have the Force. Yeah. So it'd have to be a Skywalker. Right.
I think what, again, you can't trust Force visions.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, to Kylo Ren's knowledge, what he said was true. But all he said was, your parents were nobodies, they were alcoholics, they sold you, or whatever he said.
Yeah, they were junk traders, they're buried in a pauper's grave.
He never said anything about grandparents, which could be Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That's valid.
He only mentioned parents. For all we know, Obi-Wan's kids got real high when they were young, fried their brain, never even got into the Force.
They were shooting, they were bullseyes. No. They were shooting womp rats.
Yeah.
They were serial killers.
Clearly, Obi-Wan didn't stick around to raise any kids that he had, if he had any. Nope. So, they probably wouldn't have been trained in the Force. So, Rey could easily be Obi-Wan's grandchild still, if they wanted to do that.
True.
And Kylo Ren's prophecy, Force vision, would still be true, that her parents were worthless garbage.
Yeah. That's a good point. Another theory that I had read was that, and I should preface this with what I was thinking about watching Episode 7 again, because I did watch it before this one, of course.
As you do.
Yep. And there were a lot of implications that Rey was someone more. Like, there's the whole thing about, obviously, being an orphan, living on this desert planet.
Right.
The fact that when Han and her and Chewie go to meet Maz Kanata and they have that whole conversation,
right?
Maz asks Han who she is when she gets up. We never see that conversation. The next time we see Maz is when Rey's picked up the lightsaber, has the vision, and then Maz says, this used to belong to Anakin Skywalker. It was passed on to Luke Skywalker, and now it calls out to you.
Mm-hmm.
Which heavily implies that she is somehow part of the Skywalker lineage. And the fact that she entrusts her with it means that she knows, Maz knows something.
Right.
And I was kind of hoping we might find out something, but of course she has
She was a little busy.
She was a little busy with this movie. She had a fun, really dorky cameo.
Yeah.
But
as a hologram.
Yep. So we didn't really find anything there. But one theory that I read that picks up on that.
Mm-hmm.
She has got the lightsaber.
Right.
But the other thing that was with the lightsaber was Luke's hand.
Okay.
So Skywalker DNA somewhere out there in the galaxy, somewhere on Bespin, Cloud City, whatever.
Right. Dirty sock. Got it.
And this, we've already established that the galaxy, there are cloners.
True.
What about the possibility that Rey is, for whatever intents and purposes, a clone of Luke?
Well, then Kylo would be lying. Because she wouldn't have parents.
Yeah, but we've already established that he's evil. And I think at that point, he was just trying to manipulate her.
Probably.
He was just like, you know the truth already, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And that's another. That was part of that theory also, is that she's the one that says her family, her parents are nobody.
Right.
Which, I mean, that could literally be she has no parents.
Right.
And then
nobody or nothing?
I think she says they're...
what are your parents? Nothing.
I think he says, nobody. You know who they are, and she's like, they're nobody.
Okay.
I think that's what she says. Mm-hmm. But, he could easily pick up on that and, make something up, or it could have been something that Snoke fed him, whatever. Because maybe he does know. Maybe he is tied to Rey's origin. You never. Right. We don't know enough about.
Even with that, we don't understand fully how good Kylo is actually at using the Force, because sometimes, sometimes he seems pretty good when he stops blaster bolts, and sometimes he seems like a doofus when he gets shot by a Wookiee. There's really the question of, when he's pulling information from the Force about Rey's lineage, is he doing it from the Force, or is he just pulling like her doubts and her fears and thinks that's the truth?
Yeah.
So, who knows?
Well, I know. I don't think we can take what he said at face value. I think there's truth to it, but there could be something more.
Right.
And honestly, if there isn't, I'm kind of cool with the fact
that
she doesn't necessarily have any ties, other than the fact that it was heavily implied.
Right.
Because we see at the end that she's not the only Force-sensitive person.
Yep.
That it's that other just people out in the galaxy, we see with that little kid at the end, that he has some control.
Because he reaches out and the broom comes to his hand, right? Yeah, I didn't see that wrong.
No, you didn't. I noticed that the first time, and then I'm like, okay, I need to make sure that's what actually happened.
Yeah, I was like, did he kick the bottom? Did I miss it? It looks like he just reached out, not even thinking about it, and the broom fell into his hand.
Yep.
Is what it looked like.
Yeah, he totally, okay, that's what happened.
Good.
So there are more
people. That's what
people.
I wanted to happen.
So. Exactly. So we learned that the galaxy has other Force-sensitive people, so... Whether they...
I don't think he even noticed, though. I don't think he noticed he did it.
Mm-mm.
So he might not even know he's a future Jedi.
Maybe.
Or Sith Lord.
Probably Sith Lord.
Yeah.
Probably, unfortunately. So we didn't talk about the giant dog race. I wasn't a huge fan of that, but I'm not a huge fan of racing in movies.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it served a purpose.
It did serve a purpose, and it was short.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wasn't fully against it by any means, but who cares?
Yeah.
And
they trashed a whole bunch of stuff.
Right.
They took out a casino.
And so, then they gained their freedom.
Right. Mm-hmm. I want to know more about the traitor guy.
Oh, the codebreaker?
Yeah.
Who's... I think in all the promo and stuff, he's called DJ, but he's never addressed by name. He's never... And they like, implied at some point, like, in some of the stuff that I read, that there's a reason they don't say his name, and, you know, he might be an established character, but they don't do anything with that.
Right. He does... Like, he's an important part of the movie, but he kind of just shows up, just kind of breaks people out, and then betrays them, and then leaves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know nothing about him, and I want to know more.
Right, and we're talking about Benicio del Toro's character, who shows up when Finn and Rose, their plot is to go find the Codebreaker.
Was he the one they were sent for?
I thought he was going to be, but... Yeah. No, I mean, it was a different guy.
Yeah.
Well, that had the little...
Like, I was waiting for him to explain that he lost the thing in a bet, maybe, or something, and that's why the other guy had it, but they never said anything.
No, that was never... I mean, we could infer, maybe, but...
Or did they legit get the wrong Codebreaker, and if they had gotten the right one, everything would have been fine?
It's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
What if they got the actual guy? Because he's an actor, too. He's like a famous-ish actor. I've seen him in things before.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who had the pin.
Yep. Jennifer Aniston's husband.
Yeah. I don't know his name.
Yep.
But I think he was in Zoolander. Or Zoolander 2. I can't remember which one it was. One of the Zoolanders. But if they had actually gotten him, would everything have turned out okay?
Maybe.
Like, maybe he could have even got in quicker. Maybe he wouldn't have betrayed them to the bad guys.
It's possible. Because as it turns out, their whole plot to find the Codebreaker to turn off the hyperspeed tracer that is how the First Order is able to find the Resistance, turns out, you know, that didn't work out at all.
Not even
at all. It really just kind of screwed everyone over. And
so many people murdered.
So, yes. So, God, that's another thing. A lot of people died.
A lot of people
died. And, I mean, a lot of people died in, like, of course, New Hope and whatnot. We see a lot of the X-Wing pilots I mean, right. all of them except Luke and Wedge, and I think one other one,
right.
die. But they're all pretty much, except for Porkins, the fat guy, they're all pretty much interchangeable.
Right.
They all none of them have any real lines other than, you know, Rogue Two standing by.
Right.
They don't really have any personality. So many of the background characters in this had little moments, little lines, personality, and were just genuinely likable. So that when you when they perished, it was like, oh that sucks. Yeah.
We lost Admiral Akbar in this movie.
We did lose Admiral Akbar just like that. No time to even give his signature line at all.
Yeah.
So that was...
They should have kept him for the part where they're escaping on pods, other than the fact that he should be in charge and not purple-haired lady.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they started getting shot at, he could have gone, it's a trap, you know?
Yeah.
But,
yeah, no, he had the shocking death, but it doesn't even really... You didn't really have time to get emotionally invested because Leia, I mean, is in that same part of the ship that gets blown up, and you're like, oh god, is this hell?
I thought for sure she was dead.
I wondered, but I'm like, so...
she's dead in real life, so I thought, oh, okay, they're gonna kill her here. Kind of crappy way for her to die.
Yeah.
And then?
So, and then she uses the Force to get back on.
I really liked that.
I did too.
I've seen a lot of people complaining about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked that. I don't know.
I think it's a great moment. It's very dramatic.
Yeah.
It's effective.
I thought she was dead.
I wondered.
They tricked me. Very rarely do I get tricked by movies. Which is weird, because she didn't die in this movie.
It was never part of the plan, and everything I've read, they didn't cut any of her scenes.
Yeah, no.
So, which is good. Which
makes me wonder what's going to happen in the next movie.
Well, that is an excellent
explosion.
That is an excellent
probably
segue.
Some explosions.
So
CG, bad CG the whole way through.
You think it's going to be bad CG Leia the whole way through the next movie?
No, I don't. Well, that's actually one thing that I kind of want to talk about.
Leia. We get it, Bernie's this stuff.
That's gonna be horrible. Don't do that, please.
So now that we've seen episode 8, we know what happens in that. Obviously,
Star Wars.
Star Wars happens. What do you guys think? What do you guys think is gonna happen in episode 9?
No clue.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I legit don't know.
Unless they balance the Force.
I know
Force.
What I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Kylo's gonna lose.
Probably.
Rey's gonna win.
Probably.
She's gonna start a Jedi Academy.
Maybe.
Well, she's gonna start doing something with the young Padawans, because there's no point in showing the fact that it's like, oh, looky, there's Force users around now.
Right.
Ooh.
I want to see Rey get her own lightsaber. And I want it to be a dual-sided lightsaber, because she uses that staff all the time.
Okay.
So I want her to find out that staff this whole time has been a lightsaber. She's just using it wrong.
I still want to see Finn and Poe get together. I don't know why.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think it is.
It's going to be Rose now.
Yeah.
Because at one point I was
Rose
like.
To die.
Because as soon as.
I don't like her.
I adored her. I thought she
I
was
really
like
her character.
I loved her.
But,
I know.
No, when.
Because she's stopping my shipping. So she has to die.
Stopping your shipping?
Yeah, because I want Finn and Poe to get together.
Oh.
He's shipping Finn and Poe, which I am too.
No, I've never actually thought they were going to get together. I seriously thought it was probably going to be Finn and Rey.
Yeah.
And then when they saw each other and then they embraced so closely, I was like, oh. And then he turns over and goes over and starts kind of, you know, tucking in Rose, checking on her. I was like, is this going to be awkward three-way?
Yeah.
Kind of thing, but then
it's a square now.
But then you can clearly see on Rey's face, she's like, oh yeah, good for you guys, kind of thing. Like, you can see it in her face, like, she's not interested. She's just, that's her friend.
Right. I get the impression that, you know, Finn kind of likes Rey.
Mm-hmm.
Rose, obviously, she's in love with Finn.
Yeah, because she kisses him and says it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they have that kind of...
A little quick to fall in love, but whatever, Rose.
Well, they're gonna have that awkward
at the same time, though, like, when she first meets him, it's almost like she's meeting her idol.
She was infatuated.
Like, she's already infatuated with the guy.
Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I stunned these people that are trying to desert. Oh, you're trying to desert? Boop!
That looks so painful.
Oh, it did.
I just pictured it being like a little and it goes down, not a against the wall thing.
Yeah, she knocked his butt down. Oh, that was heartbreaking, too, because she was like, yeah. You could see in her face. Yeah,
never meet like, your heroes.
Exactly.
I don't know who she is, but she's a good actress.
She's great.
I just, again, she's in the way of what I want done.
Right. It's not going to happen.
No.
Know that.
I never get what I want fully, except for from one movie. I can't remember what it was.
Honestly, I mean, like, if Poe hooks up with anyone, it's going to be BB-8.
Nah, that'd be funny.
No, they're best friends. It's 3PO and R2-D2. They're just platonic best friends.
Did R2-D2 break again?
No.
He's still turned on the Millennium Falcon. But he was, like, off that entire time. Turned on when
he's been depressed. No Luke.
Yeah, he went into low power mode until Luke showed up. I mean, he didn't have anything else to do on the ship. But then, in the end...
He could have gotten off the ship and done the hologram thing on the island.
You know what? They need to incorporate Chopper into these movies. Because Chopper is the best droid ever from Rebels.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He's the best droid ever.
Chopper is an old...
Because he's a dick.
He is. He's an old junky droid in Rebels, which is in the New Hope. Storyline, timeline.
Right.
There's no way he's still around, though. I guess it's possible, but
C-3PO was built by Anakin Skywalker as a child.
True.
That's, and you know,
and who knows how long droids are around?
That's something else I want to see in 9. Is I want to see some of our larger storylines kind of intertwine into this a little bit. Like, I don't need to see everybody from Rebels in live
animation. Well, I'm assuming they're probably not all going to still be around.
Probably not all. But I'd like to see one character.
If anything, it'd probably be like...
Even as a background character.
I never finished the newest season of Rebels. Like, I only watched the first, like, 2 or 3 episodes. So, like, I don't know if anyone died. I don't know if something's weird with whatever.
Yeah, I've only seen season 1 because I canceled cable.
I saw 1 and 2, but I never saw 3. I haven't seen 2 yet. So.
But something like that. Bring in something... I don't know if Snips is still alive in Star Wars canon.
I don't think they've established whether or not she is. If they have, don't tell me because I haven't gotten that far in
Rebels.
The show.
Yeah.
It would be in Rebels.
She's in Rebels. 2.
Yeah. I haven't watched.
She showed up at the end of season 1 on the first episode.
Yeah,
she's last in episode. Season 2.
Yeah.
Okay. I know what you're implying. So.
But something like that. I don't know.
Would be cool.
More of a... Because it's something I've always wanted for my Marvel movies, too, for the TV shows to just be in the movies. They don't have to be a main part, just like in a background scene or something. Just do that. Just do that for me, Disney. Now that you own Fox, you can just do whatever you want.
No joke.
All hail the Overlord, Disney.
Yeah, it's getting there. Which is why we loved... Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi. It's so good. Thanks, Disney.
Yeah. You can buy the Nerd Dump podcast.
Yeah, I need money.
Yeah.
Bad.
I just want to work for Disney. Can you imagine if they bought us and we worked for Disney? How awesome that would be. We'd get to go to stuff. Like
maybe.
They'd send us to like premieres and stuff to review the movies, maybe.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I want to work for Disney.
It would be fun.
I will write all your movies. I'm a horrible writer, probably. But
so apart from a career at Disney and seeing some other stuff, anything else you want to see in Episode 9? I would love to see them, even though he's dead, supposedly. Right. I still want to know Snoke's backstory.
Yeah.
I feel like that's Knights of Ren. Glaring.
Yeah, the Knights of Ren need to appear at some point, because they've obviously they touched on that before anything came out and they haven't done anything with it. Well, I mean... They could have in some of the comics, they could have in some books or whatever, I've not seen anything. But they showed pictures of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they showed the knights, all of them.
Agreed. And there's a line in Last Jedi where it said that, you know, Kylo took some of the Jedi trainees with him and killed
probably,
the rest.
Yeah, those are probably the knights.
Where are they?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Were they apprentices? Are they dead? But...
So that's,
we don't know.
That's something I do want to see then. I want to see the Knights of Ren. I want to see Rey with a double-sided lightsaber. And maybe even already a Padawan.
What color? No, I mean, what color lightsaber? Not what color panel, what color lightsaber?
Whatever she wants to go with. I like purple.
He wants a little Asian boy.
Yeah.
All right.
But I want to see her with a Padawan. That way, if they're fighting the Knights of Ren, she has someone who can help her. You know? Because they're Sith. The Knights of Ren would basically be little Sith.
So, I'm assuming that Luke's not done with everything. That he's just going to pull a...
Ghost. Force ghost.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because he pulled another one, basically.
Yeah, he's just like, well, I'm going to just poof out of existence. I'm going
to become one with the Force now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, that was one we didn't touch on, is that...
Luke's gone.
Luke, after his astral projection, that basically used up all of the life force that he had left, and he passed away. Which, as much as I didn't want that to happen, the way that it happened made it okay.
It worked, yeah.
I'm totally...
I thought for sure he was going to get cut in half like Obi-Wan did, though, and then fall into a cape just like Obi-Wan did.
Yeah.
But then when he got cut in half, then nothing happened. I'm like, oh, I figured it out.
I just love when he does a little brush off, which, of course, he's an astral projection. There was nothing on him.
There was nothing
but
on him.
But just he did that as to
well,
get
I mean,
to him.
He knew how to push Kylo's buttons.
They're related.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that so much. I haven't really said anything about my feelings on it. I freaking loved it.
Yeah.
I have issues narrative-wise and pacing, but honestly, I loved it on par with the original trilogy. So, even every stupid, ridiculous, completely over-the-top thing that BB-8 did, up to and including piloting a scout walker, shooting coins, and blowing on his little projectile, whatever, like it was a gun.
Yeah.
So dumb. Loved it so much.
I knew he was pilot. When that thing started going, I'm like, oh, that's BB-8.
Yep. I was like, one of them has got to be.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny that, like, somehow the entire armored cockpit got destroyed, but then they couldn't hit the one robot that's in the open.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't look like they were shooting it. It almost looked like BB-8 was taking it apart to show that it was him.
I thought it was...
It came apart really weird.
I think
weird. The
top was attached to something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Is that what it was?
He walked away, and it stayed attached to what it was attached
to. That could be it, because it looked real weird the way it was just coming apart.
Yeah, I don't think they shot it off. I think it was attached to something, and he started walking, and the top stayed where it was.
Kind of like the TIE Fighters when they were like linked to cables
before
they could get released. That makes sense.
I was going to say something, but I forgot what it was already. Oh, I really, really liked, and it's taking on this movie, not the future, really liked when she went to light speed into the ship.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was so cool.
That was a...
That's like, oh, she's going into higher speed. Doesn't matter. Keep firing on those transport ships.
Yeah. It's just a distraction.
And then it's like all of a sudden turns and faces them like, oh, God, shoot that ship, shoot the ship, shoot the ship.
That was so cool.
That was an amazing... Moment.
That's the way you go out. That's the way you go out if you gotta go out.
Yep, Laura Dern's character, she activates hyperspace in the cruiser after all the other rebels have escaped and launches the ship into the main, Imperial.
By all the remaining rebel troops, like the last like 40 of them.
Right. If even.
Yeah. Yeah. Which we talked about a lot.
They're like, oh, there's only 400 of us left. Now there's 40.
Yeah, there's
and nobody's answered our call.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought for sure Lando was going to show up at the end. Like, he'd be the only one to answer the call.
Yeah.
But no, not even Lando came.
Yeah, that was pretty depressing. Mm-hmm. But, I mean...
For all I know, he's dead, though. He might already be dead in Star Wars.
Yeah. There are a few characters that were missing.
Yeah.
Because there's the one X-Wing pilot played by Matt Parkman from Heroes.
Right.
Who, pretty sure nobody died in between the few days between episode 7 and 8.
So maybe he's off somewhere. Because they said they have allies out in the Outer Rim.
Yeah.
So maybe he's out in the Outer Rim.
Yeah. And then there's the general who's also the bad guy in the first Rush Hour. He's probably still around. So there's other people somewhere.
Just out of that group of rebels,
there's not a whole lot. enough
maybe
to...
Maybe 40 made it to the planet, probably another 20 of them died there.
Right. There are just enough that the Millennium Falcon can carry them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, after the way episode 8 went, I have, in all honesty, no expectations for 9. Like, there's nothing I really want to see. I have no clue what they're doing.
Right.
Right.
There's nothing I really want to see. I want them to make a 9th one.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. The only thing I'm just figuring they're going to try to balance out the Force.
I'm thinking from what we're seeing in this, this movie definitely being kind of a reset, even though it's the middle of this trilogy, I feel like they're not building towards an end so much as they are just building towards a new Star Wars.
So you think they're going to go on to like 10, 11, 12?
Yeah. I think that the next movie will be the movie where they kill off Leia officially.
Well, yeah, because, you know, it's going to have to.
They might even kill off Chewie in the next movie.
Which, you know...
Everything past that's going to be fresh.
Old school comics, Chewie was like one of the first of any of them to die.
Yep. He was like the only main character.
Yeah.
Except for all of the
I remember the comic book series where R2-D2 and C-3PO are going around interviewing, well, it's mostly C-3PO interviewing people, but R2's there. And they're just, you know, seeing the impact of Chewie on, like, everybody in the galaxy.
Chewie had an impact on them porgs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he messed
killing them.
that was a great little moment there. Which, any particular favorite moments from the movie before we kind of wrap things up?
Yoda hitting Luke.
That's a good one.
Like
a tree on fire.
Yeah. I really liked the argument between Finn and Rey, where Rey had thought, not Finn and Rey.
I was Rey like, what?
Let's say they have like Kylo. One interaction.
Yeah. I really liked the fight between, not the physical fight of it, but the moral fight between Rey and Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm.
When she thought he was going with her and he thought she was going with him.
Yeah.
That whole thing, that concept was just the moral struggle between the two of them was really good. And the acting was really good in that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I think that was
so they're going to hook up 9.
They might hook up, honestly.
Because she was blushing in the little force projection where they're seeing each other. It's like, can you put on like a cloak or tunic or whatever she said?
Cowl.
Do you have a cowl you can put on or something?
I would actually have to go with I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's the one that I honestly started crying at. Mm-hmm. Actually, my wife and I were both crying at the exact same scene. Luke going onto the Falcon. And R2 lights up, and then Luke lights up, because he's just like, it's the first time you see him, like...
The first time you see him be old Luke.
Yeah. Because he has an interaction with Chewie, and they're mad at each other.
Yeah.
But then he sees R2, and he's just like, he's buddy. Happy.
Yeah, I think he said buddy.
Yeah, probably.
Your buddy.
Probably the first time he's been happy in years.
Yeah, because, like, they don't even actually, like, physically say in the movie, like, what happened to Han. Because he's just like, where's Han?
Yeah.
And then
kind of cut off.
Yeah.
And...
Which, I mean, we don't need to...
We know what happened, but I mean, it's like... And I understand them doing it that way, but it's like... They didn't really show a lot of interaction between Luke and Chewie, which seemed kind of weird.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But... I mean, there was only... I mean, again, there were some pacing issues. There was only so much
that happened. Luke, honestly.
Probably.
Yeah, but in all honesty, like, even in episode 7... They don't really do much interaction with Chewie in any of the original characters.
These new movies haven't been doing much with Chewie.
Because...
Like, he's just always kind of there, but he doesn't really do anything.
Except he is apparently a much better pilot than Han Solo.
Yeah.
He was balling on the Falcon. That's
true. Well, I mean, I'm sure piloting for years and doing other stuff, and then now that... Han's passed, and he's still doing the stuff. And
maybe he taught Han how to fly. Maybe we'll see that in the Solo movie.
He might have been the better pilot all along, and he was just, you know, Han's the captain, so he's going to be co-pilot.
Yeah.
That's his job.
We'll see.
But he was the better pilot the whole time.
He's probably also the better gunner, so that's why he wasn't flying.
True.
Most likely.
You seen him with that bowcaster?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude's awesome. So, but Star yeah, Wars. That's...
That, and honestly, that was probably my favorite Han moment ever, was just like, firing the bowcaster.
Can I
like,
try that?
He's just like, ooh, I like this.
So, that is our coverage on The Last Jedi, and of course, Force Awakens as well. We will be talking next week about the expanded universe, which we have touched on, you know, off and on.
Bits and pieces.
So we'll talk more about the books, the video games.
And how none of it matters anymore.
Yeah. Because
Disney.
And we will also probably touch on the non-trilogy films that are also canon, like Rebels, Clone Wars, Rogue One, we haven't said anything about, really.
Yeah.
Rogue One, still in my opinion, the best Star Wars film out there. Just saying.
It is really good. But we'll talk more about that next week. And if there's any of those that you want to hear about, any, because there is a lot of stuff.
Oh gosh, there's a ton.
In Star Wars Legends, right, as they call it now. So if there's anything in particular that you want to hear us talk about, let us know. Hit us up on the Twitters. We are at Nerddump Podcast. You can also find us on Facebook and leave us a message there. And if you like us, please subscribe. You can even rate us on iTunes and Podcast Addict. Stitcher, probably forthcoming once we figure that out.
Oh, yeah.
And we are also on Twitter individually. I am at Cameron Kiefer.
I'm at the Cody Wack.
And I'm at Viking Honey.
So thanks again for listening, everybody. And we hope you enjoyed the show. And we hope you check us out next week.
Bye.
This has been a Nerddump production.